Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's, if I could best describe it, it would be like a screaming, like, howl. Well, almost like, well, like some, like, melodic tone to it. Very, very high pitch, drawn out. When you hear it, when I heard it, like, people say, you know, the myth of the mermaid, you know, draw, luring sailors with their, you know, the song and stuff. When I, you know, I wanted to get as close to the water as I possibly could when I heard this noise, you know? But, like, something told me, like, not to go in, because obviously it was March, the weather was horrible, the water was cold, you know, but I tried to get as close as I possibly could to that water, and that noise literally messed me up. I kept hearing it all the time. I got home from a fishing trip, I went into the shower, and I literally just started hearing it all around, like the same day time I heard it, like, all around the boat. It was nuts. I had to talk to somebody about it. It was, like, really, like, a problem.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
Welcome to Blurry Creatures.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
Welcome back to Blurry Creatures. We're going underwater today, or we're going out on the water, whatever you want to say this. You know, a lot of people have been teasing or asking us, Luke, for a long time, when are you going to do episodes on mermaids, the marine creatures, the water world, your favorite movie? Yes. You know, we don't have the smokers, but we definitely got some great material. We're in it. We recorded an episode with Dan Duvall about mermaids, and now we got the fisherman who has had multiple encounters with the mermaids out on the water on the East Coast, and we've been emailing this guy for a long time. Posted some videos a couple years ago where he hears them singing, and then he catches them swimming through the waves, and they're really good videos. I thought they were legitimate right away, and a lot of stuff I think is fake, but I wanted this guy's, like, dude, just come on and tell your story. And he's a busy guy. He said he's out on the water 200 days a year. Luke, is your mind rattled a little bit right now? What do you think?
I think it's fun that almost after, you know, really almost 3 years into this, we're getting into some of the Water Kingdom stuff, and this is, yeah. These videos are fascinating, and it took us, yeah, as you said, it took us a while to track down Ryan, but he had some real experiences, and he filmed them and posted them, and yeah. His story is really wild. It's great to get a chance to sit down with the guy that shot the video. A chance to talk to him and run through what happened on these occasions that he ran into what, for all intents and purposes, sounds like merfolk and or sirens, however you want to qualify this. It is a fascinating and wild ride and experience that he's been on. He's a fisherman, right? He's a a guy that works on the water, works out of Massachusetts, and for whatever reason in this area, he's had multiple encounters with something in the water that isn't supposed to be there. And this is a guy that sees whales and dolphins and everything in between. Mm-hmm. And there was something out there on a few of these occasions that wasn't that.
Yeah. Sometimes things align on our show, Luke. It's like, you know, people ask us to do topics and then all of a sudden it just all hits in at once. You got five people talking about the same thing all out of nowhere. And it feels like sometimes the stories are supposed to tell themselves at the right time. And so we have, you know, these two episodes kind of syncing up. I like it. Ryan's really cool guy. Go hit him up on his socials. He seems like a really genuine, honest guy that just, like you said, he's just a humble dude. That he's not an AI expert. He's not using, you know, Adobe Premiere and Final Cut. He's not making this stuff up on computers and hoaxing people, you know.
Yep.
And we live in that time, so people are skeptical. But if you want to support the show, blurrycreatures.com/members. Obviously, you know, Luke and I spend a lot of time finding these stories and sometimes emailing people for years. And we don't give up and we get them on the show. And you gotta build trust with your audience. And a lot of people who have experienced something, they don't want to just go out and tell their story on any old show. Mm-hmm. They want to feel like the people they go talk to about their experience are at least serious about the content. And I think hopefully, Luke, people think that about us now. But your support of the show helps us continue to not get up one day and be like, we're going to get them on the show today. It's going to happen. You can't give up. So blurrycreatures.com/members, become a member and join in on all the fun. And let's get Ryan on this one. And Luke's going to do his best Little Mermaid song to sing us out here.
Yes, that's right. Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Up on the shore, we work all day.
It feels like spoken word. All right, let's get Ryan on.
Welcome to Blurry Creatures. Welcome to the podcast. Like I was saying before the show got started, we talk about all the blurry creatures out there, and we just did an episode with like a guy who does deliverance ministry for people who've been through heavy satanic ritual abuse, who was talking about mermaids, and then you message us and you're like, bro, are we going to do a show or what? And I'm like, well, this is interesting because we were just... Yeah. So
Timing's funny, huh?
The timing is funny. So welcome to the podcast. You're a commercial fisherman, and you see, and you had a couple videos go viral about these entities.
Yeah, it was a crazy experience, man. It really was, because being a fisherman, I've been a fisherman for like 5 years now, so I've seen like some crazy stuff on the ocean. You know, I've seen, you know, lights pop up out of the water. I've seen the things, the UFOs that you know, in the sky, because there's no buildings, there's no air pollution out there. So when you see the night sky, you see it clear. You know, you can tell the difference between a plane and the way a plane moves and things like that. But when I heard these things in the ocean, man, it was a totally different experience, man. It literally changed my life in so many ways. Even
Ryan, where do you fish out of, so we can give our audience an idea of generally speaking?
So I fish out of New Bedford, Massachusetts. It's okay. I think it's number two in the world right now as far as revenue and shellfish. What is Tokyo? Yeah, we're.
Are you shrimping? Are you lobster fishing? Is that what you're doing mostly? Or
no, I'm a quahog and I'm a scallop fishing. Okay. Do both. Yeah.
Very cool. And is that the? Forgive my ignorance, because you know, I've done some fishing on the Eastern Seaboard, but it's been a while. Is that the Outer Banks you're heading out to? Is that the area you fish?
Sometimes, okay. Sometimes when they have the open spots out there, we go to the Outer Banks. We go to George's Banks, Grand Banks out there. We fish a lot over Lightship by Nantucket. We sometimes go up by Nova Scotia. We go as far down as, you know, Virginia Beach over there and fish.
Man, so walk us through that night. Walk us through like when you said your life changed. Take our listeners through it.
It was crazy. So I was working on a time at the Lady Brittany. I was working on that boat, and we were quahogging. It was maybe, we were in the Nantucket Shoals, which is probably about, 150 miles offshore of where Nantucket is. So cell service is actually kind of decent there, you know. So I had my phone going, and I was a TikToker at the time, and I was just uploading my fishing stuff because, you know, I felt like people liked that stuff, and they did. It's almost like, you know, watching you know, the guys on TV, the wildest catch, and, you know, things like that.
People, dangerous catch. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I do is like literally that type of stuff. I'm out in the ocean, waves are crazy, you know, see dolphins, whales, all that stuff. So I record it, and I heard these noises. You know, it was crazy. And when I first heard them, I'm like, all right, that's fine. You know, some dolphins are nearby, but I was like so strange because usually when you hear the dolphins, 100% of the time you see them,
right?
Because dolphins travel in like packs. They come squad deep with their whole pod. So when you hear them, you usually see them. There's not like they have these little fish in the ocean, and all of a sudden, like, I heard them all around the boat. Like, it wasn't just one. It was, you know, on starboard side. It was on the bow. It was literally just surrounding me. So then I just pulled out my phone and I started recording. I started going live, and
I thought it'd be a good time to play Ryan's audio right now. So here, this is what he recorded. You can listen for yourself.
This is crazy. I heard it. I hear it. Oh my God. I started going live. I cleaned the deck. I ended up throwing a crab overboard. Like literally 30 seconds later, that crab came back at me. That was like a crazy experience because things like that don't happen. I was going live when it happened. Yeah.
Dude.
It's crazy. And the whole time, my captain's there. There's other guys on the fishing boat and they want nothing to do with this. Like, we were doing only like a 3-man crew at the time. We were going short-handed. But it was amazing.
What did it? Ryan, what does it sound like? You know, because I know that we'll pull up the video, but
it's, if I could best describe it, it would be like a screaming like howl. It would be like a screaming howl, or almost like, or like some like melodic tone to it, very very high pitch, drawn out. Like when you hear it, when I heard it, like people say, you know, the myth of the mermaid, you know, draw luring sailors with their, you know, the song and stuff. When I, you know, I wanted to get as close to the water as I possibly could when I heard this noise, you know, but like something told me like not to go in. Cause obviously it was March. The weather was horrible. The water was cold, you know, but I tried to get as close as I possibly could to that water. And that noise literally messed me up.
Really?
Like, yeah. Cause I kept hearing it all the time. I got home from a fishing trip. I went into the shower. And I literally just started hearing it all around, like the same day time I heard it, like all around the boat. It was nuts. I had to talk to somebody about it. It was like really like a problem.
Wow. Is it, Ryan, is it like a beautiful sound, or is it just like this, like this, is it just a drawing?
I think it's a beautiful sound, but when other people hear that noise, I think people have different reactions to it. It's kind of amazing. Some people, it's like nails on a chalkboard. I've been heard, you know, to them, they don't like it one bit. I think it's an beautiful sound because you don't really hear it.
So this is something that sailors talk about.
For centuries they've talked about it, this.
No, I mean like your friends on the boat, like people know about this.
Oh yes. There was actually one of the guys that was on the boat, God rest his soul, his name Buddy's Dave. He passed away a few months ago. He had a heart attack out in the ocean, but he was there. I have video of him when the noise actually followed us back into the dock. So the noise followed us all the way back in, and I was recording it the whole time, and it stopped. All of a sudden, we're unloading, and I take my phone out because I hear it. My buddy Dave, you know, he's on the top swinging cages. He's like, "What the heck is that noise?" I'm like, "I know what that noise is, man." He's like, "Get that bitch away from me." He's like, he didn't mess with it. You know, fishermen have stories. If you ever have a chance to talk to any fisherman, I bet you they'll tell you some crazy things they've seen or heard out there. Mm. You know, it's our job to be out there, like, with Mother Nature, and like, you see some crazy stuff.
Ryan, yeah. Does anyone, you know, when this has experience, as you say, had anyone on the boat, like some of the other fishermen, had they had this before? They knew what was happening? Like, is this something that, or was this a new experience for the captain and the rest of the crew?
when I talk to my captain about it, he's very iffy about it. You know, he's an older dude. You know, he's in his 60s. You know, he's been fishing for a while, and he's kind of like a man of little words. Uh-huh. But you're not. He has a mermaid tattoo, a pinup on his arm that he's had, you know, since he started fishing, you know, maybe 30 years ago. So he literally wants nothing to do with it. When I bring it up to him, he's like, do what you want. I don't want nothing to do with that. Do what you want. I want nothing to do with that.
Man.
So
when did you think that these are mermaids? When is that going through your mind?
When I was actually just, because people would show me videos of the dolphins. They'd be like, that's not a dolphin, what you heard. And then I started thinking about it. And then we went on another fishing trip and it happened again because we were fishing in the same area. This happened between like a moment of like a month span when we were fishing in this one area. Maybe like on four fishing trips in a row I went on. So there was a point where I went up and I started like screaming out, talking, like saying like, where are you in the video? And the only time that noise would happen was when I would say it. It was almost like communicating with me. It was like, weird. It was like intelligent. It was intelligent. It's not like it was randomly doing this noise. It was like every time I would say something, it would come back.
And this is, Ryan, this is each successive time. Like the first time it just happens, right? And then the next few times you go to the same area and you start kind of talking to whatever's in the water.
Yep. And then that's the video where you literally hear it say, you know, jump for me, you know, and I didn't even hear that when I was out there. You know, sometimes when I was going live, the people on the live would hear the noise and I wouldn't be able to hear it at all because where I'm standing on the boat and all the noise, but it was like maybe four trips in a row that this happened fishing off Nantucket Shoal. Yeah.
Did you ever see anything though? Did you ever see anything in the water?
Yes. I've seen things and I've recorded the things that I've seen. So, you know, they're never like perfect mermaid shots, but you know what? They're pretty good. Like if you look at them, you can see like that they're not fish. It's not a fish because a fish, if you look at the video, the arm, there's like these arms there. And it's not normal. Like I know what normal is on the ocean. I fish all year round. It's not like they close down any because I fish for multiple things. 200 days out of the year, I'm out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So I fish a lot. I see a lot of things and this was not normal.
Yeah, there's that. So I've seen a couple of videos our listeners sent. The original one that went viral, everyone was saying, was basically you like just on the boat, mesmerized by this singing. And then the second one that the people were sending us, and I saw it almost looked like they're swimming through the waves and you go from side to side. And obviously, in the age where everyone can spoof things, you know, everyone makes fake stuff now with AI and all this. People are so skeptical, but we were already emailing at that time, trying to get you on the show.
When those two things were swimming on the side of the boat, that was during the end. That was when the government had actually showed up on the boat. Like that was when the lab was there when I shot that video. That was the craziness about that.
Well, you got to back up and tell us about this. But real quick, I want to make one point for our listeners. And what I think is fascinating, the way that you describe how you fish 200 days a year and you know everything in the water, Nate's exactly the same way we talk about hunters being in the woods and saying, I know everything in the woods. And when there's an encounter with a creature or usually a Bigfoot or Sasquatch creature, they go, I know everything in the woods. And that isn't it. That's nothing I've seen before. And I think that's a fascinating parallel because in the same way, you're really a hunter on the water. And you're like, I've seen everything. Right. I know what everything is out here, and this is something different. And so I think that's just such an interesting juxtaposition because you're just on the water, and hunters are on land, and you're having these creature encounters. But
when
I don't want to
so much time in a certain area, and you just know it's just exactly what you said. Same with the Bigfoot being up.
But I don't want to cut you off because it's fascinating. So you have these encounters and it's a number of these places in the same area. And then you say that the government comes out. Can you tell the story of what happens here?
So once we came in and I started posting these videos, I was home for maybe it was about a total of, I think it was like 32 hours. I was home before I had to go on my next trip. The next trip I went on, my captain tells us, NOAA's coming on. NOAA is a government funded scientific agency that goes out on the boats. And they survey the ocean and they sent a letter saying that, oh, your boat has been randomly picked to go on a survey. So I was sitting there, I was like, okay. They're like, we're going to get paid real good, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, yeah, sure we are. Let's you know, find this out. So next day, all the white vans come up. We have to take everything off of our boat because we have 180 cages on them. We got to take all that stuff on and put this huge, maybe 20 foot by 15 foot wide pod, which is like their laboratory. So I'm there. I'm shooting all these videos. I'm like, what's this? This is crazy. I do one survey week with them, right? No, what it is they have all these tech gears that go on the boats, all these sonars they strap to the bottom, everything that lets them know on the computers how deep the ocean is. Crazy, crazy types of technology. Crazy. Things I didn't even know were around. So we hook those up and they have this computer. It picks random spots on the ocean. And what we do is we have to go to that random spot, drop the dredge down, and whatever comes up, they take it all into that lab and they sift through it. Hmm. So that basically, you know, it was like a month of doing that.
Wow.
And you think that this obviously is not, it's, to me, it's hilarious. It's like when, you know, when people randomly, and I use this in quotes, get selected at the airport, you know, okay. Like this, I got randomly selected one time coming back from Afghanistan, and
Because you have a beard?
Yeah, because I have a beard, and I was at that point I was in great shape, and they thought I was doing some sort of black water. This is a whole other story from another time, not important, but you know it's not random. And then you end up having to go to the same place. So when you're out there with Noah, does this phenomena does this happen again?
So it was a 4-week program that they did. I was only on for 1 week, and at the end of the week is when I caught that video of those two things swimming on the side of the boat really fast, and we were steaming, going about maybe like 18 knots, and that's pretty fast in the water. It's probably like maybe like, I don't know, 27 miles an hour. Wow. For something to be going that fast and keeping up with us, that's pretty impressive, you know? And then, right. So I took that video, I posted it, then we had 2 days off the first leg. So I went to go get my check from my captain's house. Now, my captain lives is a very, you know, wooded area, a lot of twisty, turny roads. I go there, grab my check. On the way back, there's another car pulling up on the side of me with this high beams. And the high beams are so bright, I miss this turn. I go off and hit a tree. And then that car keeps driving. Dude. So I missed the last three lags of, I didn't get to go on any more things with the government. I missed the last three lags first because I had a broken leg. So that is another thing that ties into this whole little conspiracy thing. That's another coincidence. Mm. I feel like I was like somebody tried to take me out or something because it's crazy. First of all, why wouldn't the person stop? Like, are you that much of a jerk? Like, you're that much of a jerk.
And there are people like that, right? But it's sort of the timing is what lends you to kind of be like
this. Literally timing.
Yeah.
Like, looks like a duck. Quacks like a duck.
It's a duck, yeah.
Well, we hear the same. We hear the same kind of stories with Sasquatch. There's a lot of people who claim to have shot this thing, and there's always mystery of like the body disappears or they don't want to pull it out, and maybe craft coming in taking this body out. And it's a similar thing. It's like even if somebody ended up bagging one of these Bigfoot creatures, the chances of it being brought out on a table and being making the nightly news is—it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Yeah,
no. It's not going to happen at all. It's sad. It really is, but I doubt it.
Makes you wonder though, right? Like what else is high? Yeah, it's wild because this is such a cool, crazy, cool story, in the sense of like you're the person that's actually providing an outlet to the public, right?
Yeah, I'm doing everything I can. I went even as far as while we were fishing out, while we were off the Nantucket Shoals doing over there, I found this bone. I found this tailbone, right? And I'm like, I've never seen a bone like this. This was when I was hearing all the noises. There's like tons of things. I still have this bone here today. It's in my storage, okay? All right. I took that bone. So where I live, it used to be the whaling city of the world back in the day. Everybody used to get their oil, like the whale oil from New Bedford. It's like stamped, proved. It's like huge, huge whaling city. So there's a whaling museum. Now, in that whaling museum, there are two professors of marine biology. I brought this bone to them. They didn't know what it was.
Oh.
I had the video on my TikTok. I brought this bone I made a meeting with this guy. It took me like 3 months for him to get back to me. I finally did it. I set it down in front of him. He looks at it. First thing he does is he takes out his phone, starts taking pictures, right? Then he takes out this little like measuring stick, measures, starts asking me where I got this. He tells me he's emailing like three or four of his colleagues, sending them the same picture. Nobody knows what it is. And he asked me if he could keep it. And I said, no.
Good. Hey, yeah. And if the Smithsonian comes calling, don't let them have it, dude. They like to.
Yeah.
He just emailed me a month ago asking me if he could take a sample of it. And I said, what is a sample? Like, what is your version of a sample?
Yeah.
And he hasn't gotten back. Yeah.
Don't let those guys, don't let them take it, man. They'll disappear it.
No, it won't. That's what I'm saying. It won't be found again. You know, so maybe we gotta do another podcast, and I'll bring that on. I'll bring that on. I don't pick it out at all because it's just
get the bone out, and we'll go right into the bone zone, as we say on the show.
I like that.
Yeah, we talk a lot about giants, so like the ancient giants that farmers were digging up these skeletons for decades, and sure enough, every time the bones came out, they went missing. They went gone. You know, it's always some government agency shows up, whether it's a university or it's the Smithsonian or someone's on the scene, and then the bones never return. So to take you back to when your first encounter, you said these voices, and then I want to go ask a few more questions about them swimming on the side of the boat.
Yeah.
What can you describe how you felt when they're singing to you again? Like, do you feel like you're out of your mind? Do you feel like you're in a trance? You said they were talking to you. You said you could hear them say, jump in.
Yeah. Jump for me. Like I have it on a video clear as day. And it's crazy. Cause you hear it and you know, it's different. You hear it. But when I heard it, I got like excited because like, but the noise to me, it was just, I can't even explain, man. It didn't make me scared. It didn't make me nervous. It wasn't like there was no malice or predatory thing about it, I feel. I just felt like it was just more of not a cry for help, but just like, hey, I'm here type thing, you know?
It's wild.
I see you. It's very strange. It's very strange.
Do you think this is how the legend was born? Like people were jumping out of boats?
I really do because there's countless numbers of these legends, and it's not just like one or two, and it's not like they just started happening. You know, these things go back. Book of Enoch talks about sirens, like you know, the fallen angels that came down and made it with the humans, and then they were banished down. Like, isn't that like the story?
Yeah.
So from then, you know, this has happened.
It reminds me of just like, it's like a brother art thou, right? You have this, or just Ulysses, right? You have, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
Where you have these sirens that were just, it's calling you essentially to your doom, right? And it's just this alluring. And as Nate said, it's almost like the descriptions are historically that it's like this overwhelming sense of it's calling you, pulling you, alluring you.
Yeah,
into this.
It really is. Like when I tell you when I heard this, I got to the edge of the boat, like real as close as I possibly could, practically leaning over, trying to see, trying to hear. So I could understand why, because you know what? They're trying to hear this noise. They hit a wave. They might fall in, you know? So that's the kind of aspect where it comes down for me being a fisherman. As to like, all right, I'm leaning over the edge right now. I'm hitting waves. No wonder why tons of these men went overboard hearing this sound.
Yeah. That's...
We know the ancients, based on our show, that they knew a lot about frequencies and they knew how to use sound to manipulate a lot of people. And the same thing is just kind of described with Bigfoot. Like people walk into like a wall, like they walk into a frequency that creates the opposite effect. Yeah. It makes them terrified. It's like they have a panic attack the moment they walk close to the Sasquatch. It's like they freak out. So
just they freak out just from the essence or the energy. It's just it's crazy.
I think these sounds like these things do the opposite. They sort of they give you a pleasant, like almost like catnip, and you're like, I gotta go. I can't
for you. You know,
they do. They call you in, and then you're filming these things, which. Yeah. And here's the hard part about these videos is because I know you, that's why I wanted to talk to you directly, because when you're filming this stuff, you still have the engine, you have the boat noise, you have the waves, you can't really hear it like you can. You're on the boat and you can filter out all the background noise and you can hear it directly. Right. It's hard to hear on the video them talking to you. What's the difference between them singing and actually talking to you, communicating? What's that sound like?
It's pretty much in the same because like when she was like I don't know if it was he, she, whatever it was, but it was like, jump for me. And then you heard the, it was like, it was like crazy. Like, I will send you the actual video clip I have. I think that video itself and the video where you see it pop up over the wave and I stop it and somebody else told me that it pops up over the wave and you see the eyes, you see the whole body, you see the fintails at the end. Like that, they're my most viewed videos on TikTok, and it's crazy. It's just gives me goosebumps, man. Just talking about those moments, because it's like that's real experience. I really experienced some crazy shit.
Yeah, seriously. Have you had anything happen in sort of in that vein outside of that area, or is it really only ever been off?
No, that's space? The thing. So I try when I go out there fishing amidst doing my normal fishing job and everything. I'm always on the scope now, but I have never heard or had that type of interaction with that same in the same way I had in that spot. They closed that spot.
Wow. Why?
Maybe like 3 months after the end of a year ago, they closed off that spot. They just reopened it 2 months ago. They just reopened it. So
wow.
Nobody was allowed to fish there. Nobody for a whole year and a half.
I mean,
there's so many like things. It's just, and only people who have the authority to close off section of the ocean is the government. Right. Like,
not even just one government, multiple governments would have to be involved.
Possibly
in
multiple, you know, because international waters, you might need to have a whole group of people involved in that. But yeah. Still.
That's interesting. That's fascinating. So what do you think these things are? I mean, you've pretty much seen them. You've heard them. I mean, you've probably done a lot of research.
I think what we think of mermaids, sirens, whatever we've been taught through TV to call them, they're ETs. They're extraterrestrials that have a base underwater. If extraterrestrials can travel light speed from planet to planet, and the government is now telling us that they are real, who's to say that they can't live in the water under the pressure? We can't withstand it. Yeah, but they can. That's how I see it. That's how I see my whole version of what I think they really are.
Well, we talked about that with Dan Duvall about these underwater marine bases. And a lot of people see and have recorded and UFOs flying, you know, going through the water, basically traveling the same speeds. And have you seen any UFOs or anything come out of the water or any lights?
I've been on two fishing trips where we've just been out, it's been nighttime, and you look off in the distance and you just see this ball. One time it was blue and one time it was like a fire orange. And the fire orange, it was like literally looked like it was on fire. And it like literally just comes up the water. The blue one just went off. Just went off like boom, right there. The orange one split up into three different balls. They did some dances around each other, then they left. Like that was like, but you could, that happens all the time on the ocean. That is so common. Like if you, any fisherman can tell you some stories like that, seeing UFOs out there because it's just so bright.
And you're working the nights?
Yeah. The moon will light up the night sky just as the sun does during the day because there's no air pollution, there's no buildings, there's no shadows. It's literally just water reflecting back up. So it's just, you see it, every star burns bright, everything. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
You can see so much more. Yeah. Without light pollution, it's unbelievable what you can see. Especially when, you know, you can do it on land, right? You go out to places in the desert, places that where there's just not any city lights and not any electricity that's light into the sky, and it's incredible what is visible.
What you see with just your naked eye, you know?
Yeah, and what you're talking about is just is classic UFO, like a fiery red ball that splits into smaller ones is very classic UFO and sort of behavior.
Planes don't just fly around each other and like
it almost looks
like they were communicating the way they were moving. It's weird when you see things. It's so weird when you see things. It's just another normal day off the ocean, man. Really weird.
I don't think I could do that job. I mean, it's so open water.
I always say if you have a chance to, you know, if you can get past the seasickness, which I thankfully have never, that's the main problem with people not being able to fish. They either don't like being not able to see land or they get just seasick being on the actual ocean, you know, because the ocean is rough, but you get a chance.
I've been seasick. It makes you want to die. Get real.
People look like they're going through it pretty bad.
We did a deep dive on the ghost ships that people used to see, where these back in, you know, sort of the tail end of before commercial ships came around, people were seeing these wooden ships come out and they would sail up next to the other sailors. They would be parallel with them. And it was almost like there was nobody on the ship. And it was
crazy.
And there's so many accounts of the ghost ships that...
It's so funny you mentioned this. This is crazy.
They would keep the ship pace. And there'd be nobody aboard.
Our last trip, we just had this boat popping up on our sonar, right? There was a boat popping up on the sonar. My captain's in the wheelhouse. It was a foggy night. Like, I can't see anything. I can't see. And like, looked like it was coming right for us. And then all of a sudden, it just... Nothing there. Oh,
buddy.
And I'm like, are you all right, old man? I'm just like, but now that you mentioned this, like the ghost ship thing is actually kind of it's funny that you mentioned that.
Well, have you seen it? Yeah. So these sailors report saying these things, like, and the way that they would describe it is, you know, boats don't just float adrift on the sea. They have to actually be set a course and stay the course if they're going to catch up to you, at least, right?
Even with a sail, you have to know which way to go.
Yeah. But it's a phenomenon out there on the water, some weird stuff happening. So you think that these mermaids weren't originally here. They're coming from somewhere else. They were put here. How big?
They might have been here first. The ocean is we don't know nothing.
Agreed. We knew very little about the ocean, which is scary and fascinating.
Octopuses are aliens, you know?
They're delicious too, which is
yeah, they are.
It's a weird
so these things are swimming around. You said at one point you thought there were multiple of them.
They're huge. What I see in my own eye, what I think, like scale wise, because I'm looking at it through water up above, you know, maybe about 20 feet above the water, because my boat it stands up like that. So I'm actually looking down when I see it. Tail itself, maybe 12 feet long, big, you know?
They're like a shark out there.
Big bodies, just long arms. In the video that I shown where it was swimming away, you can see the back of the arms almost touching, you know, the mid tail. So the front of it was I just never get that like really good like video of it. It's always underwater. It's always at nighttime, or it's always like a pause of a video. You know, it's just
a little blurry.
Just a little blurry.
Just the way we like it, Ryan. Just the way we like it.
It's on brand, Ryan. On brand. Yeah.
But do they look human or do they look like their own like weird species?
From what I saw, like from facial to shoulders, it has the frame of a human. But literally, I would think it's their own species. It would have to be, you know. I don't think they would look like us.
Like a hybrid.
Well, you hear like in Greek mythology, all these things. You know, you have the centaurs, and you've got these half human.
Minotaurs.
Yeah, these
goat. There's this goat man.
Goatman.
Yeah.
But there's like a human part of a lot of these chimerical creatures, right? And that's sort of the, you know, we all have the Little Mermaid story in our head growing up. That
right, true.
She's mostly female, which is what you wonder if some sort of allure for a sailor to actually jump out there. It's like. This whole like marine kingdom of women are just calling them in, and men are stupid for women as it is. But then I just wonder if it was some kind of chimerical creature that managed to survive.
It survived to be around this long. Oh, it survived. All right. So if the story is still continuing now,
is there an island out there? You think there's an island of these ladies somewhere out there? Pleasure Island.
If there is, man, I need to set course for that, and I'm gonna send you guys a postcard.
Hey, Ryan, I want to ask you though, like, you know, on the, you know, when you talked about Noah coming out, and you saw it on this last voyage, you had the government show up, and you had this crazy incident where you got run off the road. Have you had since then, because you posted this publicly, right, and you have this, you have a pretty big TikTok following, and these things went viral. Have you had any of these people reach out? Like, you know, we consider maybe
I've had anonymous people to tell me to stop what I'm doing. I've had anonymous letters to my house, to my personal address,
scary,
which I had never posted before. We're watching you. We know what you're doing. Stop it. I've had cars parked outside my house for like no reason at all that I know. I don't know if it got to me at a certain point, because at a certain point when this was all happening, it was a lot to deal with, because I had just gotten to the accident. I had just broken my leg. You know, I was missing out on work. I was on the couch, and while I'm posting all these videos, I'm getting all this, you know, thing of people watching me and seeing what I'm doing. It's just like, all right, I kind of might need to step back a little bit.
Well, that's what they want, Ryan. I mean, this sounds a lot like when people have really up close, you know, encounters with UFOs or even, you know, even ETs, in that sense where all of a sudden you have this what feels like a program or initiative of intimidation, right? Where they want people to be quiet. They want you to stop. They want you to shut up. They don't want you to talk about it. And this is the same things you hear with people that have had experiences with craft or experiences like up close or even retrieved pieces of
your giant, you know?
Yes, the guy saw the giant. That one was weird. Yeah, Very weird. But and then what happens inevitably, right, whether true or not, is that then this narrative begins, says it like, oh, this person was suicidal, this person was having mental issues, and so when they're disappeared, or you know, or they disappear, I don't know how I got balloons there, but when they're disappeared, this has happened once before. I don't know what's going on with Zoom, but
I love it.
That's the narrative though, right? That's what's pushed then, is that like this person was unstable. So Ryan, you're in your right mind. You're a sharp guy. You're happily.
I tried it. You know, I laid low for a little bit, but then I'm just like, man, I'm still a fisherman. I felt like I had a duty because of all these things that are happening now. Now I have like this reason, like other than just going out fishing. I gotta try to prove something. Or I gotta try to find something. I gotta try to show people like this is really what's happening out here. People are like, oh, I just want to know if it's fake, man. I'm not no Steven Spielberg, man. I'm a fisherman, you know. I graduated high school, and that was pretty much it. You know, got right into fishing. You know, I could barely use my iPhone, you know, sometimes. I'm gonna keep it real.
You use it well enough. You can use it well enough, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. I can barely use that. You know, it's just.
Yeah, people. Well, I mean, we live in the disinformation age, right? So
it's a crazy story, though. If somebody came up and told me this story, I'd be like. Honestly, I would, but since I lived through it, it's a little different for me.
Well, plus you got video, right? Which is the ultimate validator of the situation, because you could come back and tell any story, and they'd be like, it's a fish story, right? You got a fisherman telling stories, but you're like, here's the receipts, and you're like, I'm not the dude that's making AI videos. I'm not a video editor.
Well,
I don't have a closet like. Video production.
You played that noise over the loudspeaker on the boat. I'm like, yeah, I went up and I'm like, hey, Cap, play this Mermaid Mixtape 3. Yeah.
I burned this CD. I got something nice for us.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, we only use those for emergencies, you know, man overboard, or we're taking on water so that everybody hears it, you know. Yeah. Nobody would have to play with that. So it's just people being people, you know.
And for those listening, you know, I think I've been messaging you for well over a year trying to get you on the show. And which is good. You know, Luke and I don't give up, and I know that if somebody's hoaxing or faking, they never really want to come on a show like ours and actually tell you what they've encountered. But Luke and I have heard so many weird things over the last 3+ years of doing the show. This really isn't that wild in comparison to some of the other stuff we've heard, like, you know, it just gets stranger and stranger. But I have a question about the voice that they're putting out. What's the difference between how they sound in like a dolphin or whales or some other marine animal that's communicating and doing this? And is it when they come out of the water, or is it under the water and it's resonating through the water? Do they ever come out of the water and you hear it outside and then they go under?
See, when I hear it, I never see them pop up. So they're making this noise from what I think underneath the water. And that's strange to kind of have that much, you know, things that do that, humpback whales. If a humpback whale is doing that, you're seeing a humpback whale. Right. There's no hiding a humpback whale.
Yeah, yeah.
It's as big as the boat. Like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, you know, probably even bigger. But it's just when you hear these noises, it's totally different. I've done the research. The dolphins, you know, everybody's seen Ace Ventura. It just feel like it wasn't a noise to me. It wasn't just a noise. It was a conversation, because it was something intelligent behind it. It really was, like to me, because it was almost answering every time I said something.
And you've heard dolphins, you've heard whales, you've heard all this stuff. So this is the same thing. It's the hunter paradigm where you're like, I know all the things and what they sound like.
Yes.
Well, so I mean, obviously, you know, you're a musician, I'm a musician. I was a singer in a band for a long time and you know, spent a lot of time working on my voice. To have something that booming underwater, I mean, that means your vocal cords have to be 100 times the power what it would be out above the surface. So you're talking about a creature that not only can sing, but it can sing.
Resonate that noise from underneath water so that it can carry its sound. That's crazy. I've never really broken it down like that, but that's amazing to even think about.
Yeah.
To have that strong of a vocal cord to do that. And like I said, humpback whales can do that. Their vocal cords are freaking huge, you know? Mm-hmm. But,
and how many do you think were under there at that time when you said they were surrounded? How many do you think were
there? When I was hearing from the noise from all around different angles, it sounded like maybe 10, at least 10.
Wow.
Because I'd look and then I'd look here. When you're on the ocean, you hear it coming from where it is because there's nothing blocking the sound. So you hear it wherever it's coming from. They were everywhere. It was crazy.
But you can't go back because those waters are off limits now. Isn't that interesting?
No, I said they opened them up.
They just opened them up 2 months ago.
Are you going back?
2 months ago. We haven't been allowed to go back because that's Quahog area. We're doing a little bit of different fishing right now.
Okay.
But as soon as the winter time comes, which is after October, mid-November, so around there, the water get really cold. We go right back over there. So,
oh man, you gotta let us know, Ryan, if you get back in there and things start happening.
You know what? The government probably hired Crocodile Dundee to go in there and throw some dynamite in the water, and they're gone now.
It's crazy because nobody can go there. If you go there, I think the penalty for going there unlicensed from the government was like $100,000 or 10 years in prison if you went and fished there. So it's serious.
Is it near any kind of island or anything? Is there any kind of
Nantucket?
Really?
Nantucket. Yep.
So they could have like
150 miles off the coast of South Nantucket.
Dang.
I have it mapped out. I got my whole MacGyver station of fishing maps and where we go. I'm like, I'm waiting.
Hide that with the bone. So those things stay safe, right? Yeah, hide that little map with the bone so that we don't lose that.
Which is awesome because, I mean, I saw your video and I thought it was legit right away. And Luke and I see a lot of videos and most of the stuff, you kind of got to go on your gut feeling. A lot of Bigfoot videos are faked and a lot of the other stuff I don't know. It's always some people in South America in a cave somewhere and you're just like, the footage looks horrible and you're like, we don't post that stuff on our channel. We really like try to go after the legitimate sightings because I think a lot of people hoax gets a lot of likes and clicks, but I felt this genuineness to your reaction for one to in the
That's
video.
That's what a lot of people say because it's crazy. It's
yeah.
Like you have to put yourself in my shoes like when that's happening. And the things that are going through your mind and that you've never experienced this before, it's just, So that's what a lot of people say. They believe my videos because of how like authentic my reactions are to the situation. And I really appreciate that because they're as authentic as they can get because they really do happen.
Real. The
ocean, ocean's a mystery. Believe that.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, it's probably a better experience to have because I think a lot of people, especially hunters, when they see Sasquatch, they they poop a brick and they freak out. And a lot of them give up hunting and they stop hunting forever because it's just, it's so traumatic. It's not only something they don't want to talk about, but they're done. They're done going in the woods. It's different though. I mean, a mermaid, you know, these encounters are different because it's almost as if they're trying to give you the opposite effect. Come on in, dive in. The water's warm. The water is fine.
Yeah. No, it's very true. Very true.
Yeah.
What happened? What do you think would happen if you dove in? You'd be done. They eat you. What do you think? They drown you. They take you.
I don't think they would, but I don't think if that's the whole plan to make me think that it's okay with the nice voice and the, you know, nice images. I was having dreams while this was happening of these things, and it was crazy, wild, vivid dreams. Like when I tell you this whole experience while it was happening was a lot. Like, I was out in the ocean. I was having dreams of these things grabbing me in the ocean, just pulling me in every which direction. It was just, while it was happening, my brain was also living the moment of my subconscious was going crazy. Wow. It was.
It makes you wonder. So people have reported this with Bigfoot. Like, one guy came on our show and said that he was out in the woods. He was looking for this creature. And then that night he was sleeping and this thing came back to the cabin and put thoughts in his mind and started projecting images in his mind. He's seeing himself walk through the woods earlier that day. And so these creatures have this ability to kind of take over your senses. It's not, you know, that sounds fantastic, but Bigfoot's rumored to communicate people telepathically. You're sitting there and it's talking to you, no words, you're hearing something in your mind. So a mermaid having a frequency that takes over your, it's almost like it takes over your body and you have this urge to just dive in the water. You don't even know. It's like it's taking over you, right?
It's literally like I had to see a therapist about it. Like, after all this stuff happened, I literally need to see a therapist and just because it was affecting me like a lot. Every shower I took, every time I closed my eyes, I'd hear the noise. I'd freak out. Because I'm like, all right, I'm not in the ocean no more. Like, this shouldn't be happening. Like, it was just. Wow. It took me like a month and a half, 2 months to get my mental right after breaking the leg and everything. And now I'm pretty good, but we never know how this whole thing might, if it happens again. But
dude, heading back to the waters of Nantucket. Nantucket, man. That's, Ryan, this is wild. And it's cool that you have the footage to go along with the story, because I agree. The experience feels very authentic from your end, and I know it is for you. So that's
thank you.
Incredible that you got some of this stuff on film, because you know, it's one of those things you hear about and have been in part of mythology for centuries, and yet here we are in the same way.
You know, the stories, the movies as we were kids. You know, the movies now. It's just there's always a little truth, I feel, to those things.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, where does it all come from?
100%.
And tell our listeners where they can follow you and keep up with you on the boat. And I don't know how much you post about this stuff, you know, these days, but yeah, we have a pretty good fan base now, people listening, and they're always very supportive. We have a cool group of people that like our show.
When it comes to posting this stuff, I want to make sure like it's not, maybe this is what I see. 'Cause now I can't be that guy. Right. I can't be the guy to post the things that are questionable now. So now I just gotta wait, like, you know, because people get mad, people get all upset. You know, you don't post mermaid stuff no more. I'm like, well, that's because mermaid stuff hasn't happened. You know,
I'm not here manufacturing this stuff. So
I'm sorry, I can't just be like, all right, I'm going on this trip right now. I need you to pop up out the water and do some screens.
You're like, hello in there.
You know, but it just. The whole experience, I'm just very grateful, and I feel blessed to have witnessed something. Bread and butter is that I did catch it on camera, you know, and it's not even that I caught it on camera. I went live.
Yeah.
And like you can't fake that. Like people was like, I went live. No green screen, no out in the ocean, maybe two bars of 5G.
Yeah.
I love it. I think we need people like that. And obviously you're going to have all the haters. I mean, people still give us, we do secondhand accounts and people still give us a hard time. So I can't imagine what you've received. I know people are the worst, and it does mess with you. The PTSD does happen with a lot of people who
have.
It's a traumatic experience when you see something that shouldn't exist, even if it's not a terrifying encounter. It still rattles your mind, and
it's something that it's like, how do you think you would feel if you came face to face with the ET? It's like, and then how do you think your life would live after that?
Yeah,
you know. Just you, how would you live your life knowing that that happened to you in that moment? Nobody was there but you.
Mm-hmm. And that's honestly common, Ryan. Like if you've watched any of there's a show on Netflix right now that's called Encounters that's out there. And one of the main guys that had the encounter in Texas, trying to spend his whole life. This happens, and this is not every person, but a lot of people, it becomes all consuming to try to figure out what it was. And that's just one example. There's a gentleman on that show who was
That happened to me for a little bit. I got maybe about $2,000 in night equipment for cameras and stuff that I just haven't put on the boat yet. Cause it was just like, well, what am I going to catch? And then like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. You're just trying to figure out, you know, this experience you had and what was it? Where was it in Kenya? You know, can you
again,
you know? Yeah. And so that's, dude, we'll look forward to seeing if you catch anything with that new equipment.
As I have a feeling, once we do start going fishing there, because we are going to go back fishing there, it's only a matter of time. This whole process is just going to make me go.
Well, there are hot spots. There are hot spots. That is definitely another thing too. Paranormal stuff sort of falls like in line. Whether there's some
That's
ancient.
That's how I feel about it. Yeah. Like certain area, like this stuff has never happened before besides here, and we were only here for, you know, a month's time, and every trip we get out here, something happened. Mm-hmm. So I go by statistics a lot. So that's good for me.
Something's there. Yeah. Well, how can people follow you? Throw out your social handles.
People can follow me on Instagram at too_much_sauce90, on TikTok on .sauce.90. Yeah. You know, my music's up on all platforms, sauce90. I make music on my spare time. That's pretty much it.
You got the sauce, we got the juice.
Yeah, sauce, hey, juice.
Sauce the juice. I like it. Goes good together, man.
Hey, you're a busy man too, man. You know, people are after you. The mermaids are after you. You know, it's a you're a man in demand, and we're grateful to have you for some time today, Ryan. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. We got to do it again sometime. We got to lift up. I got to get the bone. We'll do the bone.
And then the other thing too is if you end up, you know, when you head back to that area and you start cohogging, let us know if anything crazy happens.
I think I'm gonna do things a little differently this time. I think I'm gonna try to go live the whole time on fishing this time.
I like that, dude. Like a game cam on all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'd love it if you'd send us some of those, if you could send us those videos of
the videos we talked about today.
Yeah. And that picture of that bone, I'll make some content and then we can I'll collab on you when we post the episode. And we can share it around all over the Instagrams and the
People gotta know, man. People gotta know.
They gotta know. Yeah.
My job now, I feel.
Appreciate it, Ryan. I really do. And thanks for not giving up on us and feeling comfortable to come share your story. And there's a billion podcasts out there. We don't give up. We're always trying to find people who've had real experiences and real encounters. And then we bring on a lot of experts too to kind of unpack these concepts.
Yeah, you guys do a really good job. You guys do a really good job, man. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate being on here, man. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for the time.
Stay safe out there.
Thank you.
All right, man.
All right, bro. Be good.
See ya.
Peace, man. Good.
Later.